frustrated with vague, unhelpful AI responses? Tired of wasting time revising outputs? You're probably prompting it wrong. Today, we're going to fix that with the CTC model, a game-changing framework that helps journalists and PR pros craft prompts that actually work. Welcome to AI in Journalism, the show that helps media professionals make the most of AI. I'm Yumi Wilson, a professor and journalist here to guide you through the intersection of technology and storytelling. By the end of this episode, you'll know how to transform frustrating AI outputs into precise, actionable insights. Here's what you'll learn. 1. How context makes AI responses relevant and useful. 2. Why defining the task keeps AI focused and practical. And 3. The power of constraints to produce concise, clear outputs. Imagine drafting a polished press release or creating the perfect social media caption without spending hours revising. Let's dive in. First, I want to break down the CTC model. CTC stands for Context, Task, and Constraints. Think of it as a blueprint for making AI your most effective collaborator. Whether you're brainstorming, researching, or drafting content, this model turns vague, generic AI responses into targeted, meaningful results. Most people approach AI prompting like a game of chance, throwing out vague requests and hoping for the best. This model, the CTC model, which is one of many types of models and formulas out there, this one I really love because it makes the prompt very effective, let's just say, in terms of telling the AI tool of your choice what you really want it to do. It just essentially takes those vague, you know, create a social media post or create content for my 7 different platforms into a much more powerful prompt. So the CTC model changes the game by telling the AI tool what you want from the start. And it's going to transform that interaction that you have with ChatGPT or Claude or Perplexity or many other tools out there into a strategic communication process. Think about a recent project where AI fell short for you. Maybe it was a press release. Maybe it was a news summary or a social media post. Keep that in mind as we go through the CTC model. So by the end of this episode, you will know how to take that vague, perhaps prompt that you had before, or maybe a really good one you thought, and make it even better. So how do we do that? The first thing we're going to do is talk about context. Context is the foundation of a great prompt. It sets the stage for AI by providing the who, the why, and relevant details. For journalists and many media professionals, we know how important it is to answer that question, who, what, where, when, why, and how. Think of your AI prompting in the same way. For context, knowing who wants what and why are going to help produce better results. Think of it like when you're briefing a colleague. You wouldn't just say, write something. You'd explain the purpose, the audience, and so on. So let's imagine you're working on a PR campaign for a nonprofit tackling food insecurity. Now, if you write a press release about this new initiative, you know, about food insecurity, you would certainly get results, but they would be generic. So how do you use context to make the output so much more precise and so much more meaningful for you. First, you would change the prompt to something like this. Write a press release for a nonprofit launching a meal delivery program for families affected by school closures in urban areas, targeting community publications and local TV news. Suddenly, the AI knows the initiative, which is the meal delivery program, the target population, families affected by school closures, the geographic focus, urban areas, and the intended audience, community publications and TV news. So even though these details are not super specific, right? You're not saying exactly the name of the city. You're not saying the number of families. You are helping AI, the AI tools, so much more because you are providing that you want this press release to focus on families affected by school closures. You're mentioning urban areas, and your intended audience are community publications and TV news. Now, of course, you can take this another step further and make it even more specific, but it doesn't have to be if that's not what you want this moment. If you have been prompting and you haven't enjoyed the results, this is a perfect time to look back at some of your prompts. Maybe you have your ChatGPT open right now. Maybe there's something you're working on today. Think about, have you provided enough context? And then try to rewrite it to include details about the audience, about the purpose, and any relevant background. You will notice that the output that you get will be so much more on point. Having said that, understand that using ChatGPT or other AI tools is about iteration, meaning it's a back and forth. I feel like sometimes I'm having a conversation and, you know, I'll ask and I think I'm being very specific. And then I realize, no, I didn't really want to talk about that. You know, I will continuously update. So understand that while you are going to improve and streamline this process, you're probably still going to want to correct it or give it more information, even if it provides pretty good results the first time. Now that we've talked about context, the next thing to talk about are tasks. Again, you can give it one task, you could give it several tasks, but the idea is you're telling AI what you want it to do. For example, do you want it to write a press release? Do you want it to summarize a long report? Do you want it to brainstorm ideas for a story? Do you want it to find sources that can talk about water quality or a recent earthquake in Northern California? Give it the task that you want. Now, this doesn't preclude you from asking it to do more. But what I've learned is when I ask one task at a time, the output or the results are much, much better. Now, just imagine you are a journalist covering a city council meeting, and hopefully that council meeting isn't running 5 or 6 hours, which, of course, you've probably been through. If you've covered city council meetings, I used to cover the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, and it could go quite long. But let's imagine you're there, you're doing your thing, and you're hearing the information about the city's response, and then you want to know more background or you want to get more information. Now, you could ask, explain the city's response to measure so-and-so or to an ordinance that's being discussed, but it might create a muddled answer. Instead, try this. Summarize the city council's response to, let's say, flooding, focusing on new emergency shelter plans in under 150 words. Now, in the task, this example also gives word count, which also comes up in the constraint section, which I will be talking about. But I think what we're learning is the more specific you can be with your prompt, the better the results. And why this prompt, for example, the one that asks about flooding, focusing on shelter plans, is so effective is because it has the task, it asks for a summary, and the topic is flooding response, and the angle is emergency shelter plans. So you're going to get a much more actionable output. The key takeaway here is that before you write your next AI prompt, ask yourself, what exactly do I need the AI to produce? Clear tasks lead to better results. The last part of the CTC model are constraints. So constraints act as boundaries for your AI prompt. They're like guardrails that keep the response concise, focused, and useful. Otherwise, AI could give you many, many different responses. For example, sometimes if you ask, I'll write a blog post on X and Z and whatever, it might give you 5,000 words. And you're like, no, I just wanted 200 words. So this is where constraints really comes in handy. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're a PR pro crafting a pitch. Instead of asking, write a media pitch about the new company, you should add constraints like this. In 50 words or less, write a media pitch about a new eco-friendly skincare product targeting beauty editors and highlighting its biodegradable packaging. This is going to get you concise, audience-specific, and ready-to-use results. Even though your AI tool might be able to search the web and obviously has all of that content from the LLMs and all of that in there, it really is seeking your input on what you want out of all of that data that's already out there in the world. What do you truly want? Do you want a 50-word response? Do you want a 2-line paragraph? Do you want a 2-column script? All of those things are part of constraints. The other thing you can do in constraints is say, hey, I speak in a friendly tone. Think of your personal brand or your brand for your company or your client. If they are very scientific, like Scientific American, or if they are fun and happy and go lucky, all of those things can also be put into constraints. You can experiment with adding a constraint to your next AI prompt. So if you want to, you know, try out the friendly tone and then realize, no, it's a little too casual, you can also go back and ask, I'd like to change that. So now that we've talked about the CTC model, once again, you've got context, the task or tasks you want it to do, and the constraints, you are ready to go. And here's how to integrate CTC into your workflow. Start your prompt with context. What background does the AI need? Next, define the task. What exactly do you want the AI to produce? For example, in one of my media writing classes, when I am doing the section on broadcast journalism and showing students how to do TV news packages and writing the 2-column script, I can simply say to an AI tool, create a 2-column script with video on one side and audio on the other. That's a 5-minute news package based on my information that I give them. So any type of constraints, task, and context is going to produce a much better result. Here's an example for a social media post. Context, for young adults interested in eco-friendly living, task, write a 2-sentence Instagram caption emphasizing the community benefits of the initiative, and 3 constraints. Keep it under 50 words and use a friendly tone. This structure ensures the AI delivers something that you want from the start, and all you have to do is revise and make it even more so your own. My tip on when you get results from whether it's Gemini, ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, all those great tools out there, be sure that you do take the time to revise it so that it really does sound like you or your client or your company. But just imagine being able to get a pretty good result from the beginning and then revising or tweaking that. It's just going to save so much time. I recently went to the Future of Communication conference in Austin, Texas. And at that event, it was an AI prompting slam, and there were 800 people who attended, if not more. But what I thought was really great to see is that many of the professionals who are in the business of communications were testing out the CTC model, and many of them were so excited to see how quickly the results could change and become useful, making their job so much easier. So keep it in mind, play around with the CTC model, be more specific as you can. Also, if you have original content, one thing is, let's say you've created the press release and now you want to create social media posts based on the press release. What I would do is use a tool like ChatGPT, copy and paste the content of the press release, and then ask for specifically what you want to see on Instagram or on TikTok and so on. And I have found that any AI tool does much, much better when you give it original content. If you're worried about protecting your privacy and, you know, you don't want to feed the LLM, you can do temporary chat if you are in the paid model of ChatGPT. You can also change your settings so LLMs don't learn from your content. So there are ways to do that that you should consider. But overall, the CTC model that I talked about is something that is going to transform the way that you interact with AI by providing context, which is going to make it so much more relevant and focused. By telling the tasks that you want to do, it's going to make it so that you get exactly what you want and constraints. So you're not going to get that 2,000-word blog post when you say write a blog post. You're going to get whatever you desire because you told it from the beginning. So with practice, this CTC model will make AI your most reliable collaborator. Now remember, it is simply a collaborator because human oversight is still incredibly important. As we've talked about on this show, there are biases, there are inaccuracies, there can be hallucinations, they can make things up. So it is on us to make sure that every word of whatever is produced is what we know is right and what we want for ourselves or for our clients. In any case, I hope the CTC model helps you and makes life a little bit more easier. Next week, we'll explore the best AI tools. I talked about some of them today. I'll give you a rundown a little bit more on what Claude does, what Perplexity does, whether they offer free products and whether there are any benefits for journalists, for example. I know I got a free subscription to Perplexity when I was at the Online News Association conference in September. So I will put together a show for you that takes you through all of that next week. You won't want to miss it. Do you want more examples or want to know more about prompting? Let's get in touch at yumiwilson.me. I'm also on LinkedIn. Until next time, stay curious and keep on going. See you then.